the heart of Shasha. Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello again to all of these space lovers who are tuning in to Pulse 95 and to Kalam Astro. Welcome back to another exciting space journey on Kalam Astro as we all delve into space and the vast universe, trying to discover the mysteries in this big, big universe and world. Welcome back, and I'm excited to have all of you tuning in to tonight's episode because, as always, we've got a lineup of exciting topics to talk about, because we'll be talking about the moon and planet Jupiter, who have gone on a date on Valentine's Day in the night sky last Wednesday. We'll be talking about great updates from the UAE Space Agency, which is organizing an amazing future space forum. We'll be definitely discussing the amazing details about this great accomplishment, as well as we'll be talking about an unfortunate delay of SpaceX crew 8 astronaut launch for NASA to another date to make their own way to their private moon mission. And we will have the weirdest facts about space ever known to scientists and explorers. So there's lots to discuss, lots to talk about. So don't go anywhere and keep your radio waves right here with us on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro, and I hope that you have enjoyed the break and enjoyed our lovely Pulse 95 music, because we always have a great, great music library, and I'm sure everyone enjoys listening to our covers on and music on Pulse 95. All right, now, since the episode has just started, I thought that I must have you buckle up, or let's say have you start on a very, very beautiful, or let's say romantic, story that happened last Wednesday on Valentine's Day. Again, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I do not celebrate it. So, but then again, let's talk about it, because there is an amazing romantic story that happened in the sky, right? Because our favorite star-crossed lovers, the moon and planet Jupiter, have had a date, let's say, on Valentine's Day last Wednesday, because they were arm in arm, orbit by orbit, let's say, just to make it a bit more space related or sky gazing related. So they were strolling through the cosmic avenue of stars, and definitely who have witnessed this amazing event has been invited to this romantic dance in the night sky. Now remember when we played hide and seek and you had to count to three before you could look for your friends? Remember that time? Right, that's just about how close the lunar body and giant Jupiter has actually been last Wednesday. So imagine spreading out your fingers at arm's length. That's the tiny gap between Jupiter and the moon. The moon had grown bigger every day, of course, and it was actually getting ready for its first quarter phase on February 16th, last Friday. So Jupiter has shined bright and pale yellow, that time being very, very close to the moon. Now, if you had got the chance to witness this and have seen planet Jupiter near the moon, you might think, because it looks like the moon and Jupiter are really close, but nope, that wasn't the fact. They were just playing a game of cosmic mischief, let's say, because in reality they are very, very separated, and they are separated by hundreds of millions of miles. But that was a very nice Valentine's date for the moon and planet Jupiter. But think of it this way: if Earth and Jupiter were actually on two ends of the playground, they'll be like around 444 million miles apart, and the moon, which is our nearest neighbor on Earth, is just going to be like around 238,000 plus miles away, which is still pretty far, right? But way closer than planet Jupiter. So even if the moon plays monkey in the middle between Earth and planet Jupiter, it shouldn't be getting really close or closer to Jupiter. This is highly impossible, but for the naked eye, if you've witnessed this amazing event last Wednesday, you would see that planet Jupiter is really, really close to the moon. And I'm sure there are so many photographers who have got plenty of tips on how to photograph the moon or the planets near the moon. And I'm sure that many other photographers as well has taken the amazing pictures of the amazing Valentine's Day space dance, which happened last Wednesday. So yeah, if you caught the moon and Jupiter stealing a celestial, well, right, so you'd be very, very lucky. So if you've got any pictures on last Wednesday's Jupiter near the moon, do send them and text us on 4215, DM us on our social media accounts on Pulse 95, and I'm sure the team will work very, very well to send me your amazing pictures. Right, that's it for now. We have just started our journey, so do not go anywhere and do not have these radio waves changed. Please do not do that. This is for your own good. Right, so keep it here with us. We are coming back right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
With a story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And now it is time for updates and news from the United Arab Emirates. Yes, the UAE, when it comes to the space industry or the space sector. Because recently, and of course on February 14th, 2024, the UAE Space Agency has organized the Future of Space Forum at the World Government Summit 2024. Let's talk in details about this and delve into what happened. Well, during the 11th World Government Summit in Dubai, of course, the forum was actually organized and it aimed to highlight the role of the space sector to shape the future. Now, the Minister of State for Public Education and Advanced Technology, who is Sara Al-Amiri, and she's, of course, the chairperson of the UAE Space Agency, she emphasized on the need for international governance to ensure the sustainability and the safety of space activities. Now, this forum, which has been organized, has also featured these sessions that have discussed the transforming ideas into tangible space innovations. And this has also gotten the potential of the space sector in the Middle East and has designed a mission to the asteroid belt, life in the International Space Station. Also, life into the International Space Station and the impact of space exploration on the next generation. Now, this event is massive, it's huge, considered that is a great stride or step for the UAE when it comes to the space industry, of course. And this event, of course, has concluded with remarks from the director of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, because she has stressed on the importance of international cooperation in space exploration. Now, when I say that this is a great accomplishment for the UAE, I must stress that Sara Al-Amiri, who again is the Minister of State for Public Education and Advanced Technology and is the chairperson of the UAE Space Agency, she has talked about how important it is and highlighted how is it very, very important to the UAE. She said that the UAE definitely has made great strides in the space exploration by transforming the ambitious ideas into successful space projects that support scientific and development goals, of course. And she has stressed also that they have been utilizing, or they have utilized new opportunities to enhance the UAE's position as a global hub for space innovation and investment in space technology and scientific research. Not to mention the Director General of UAE Space Agency also, who is Salem Batil Gbesi. He said that bringing together leading space experts, of course, this forum, the Future of Space Forum, reflected a significant milestone in their vision, in the UAE Space Agency's vision to discuss current challenges and shape the future of this vital sector, which is the space sector. So by organizing this forum, we can say, or similar events, the UAE Space Agency is definitely showing that it is highly committed to offer key contributions to support international efforts, of course, when it comes to space, the global scientific community as well, and knowledge exchange in space with the world. So we can say that this forum was highly important. It focused on innovation in space technology, space exploration, space security and sustainability of space activities, and they are working very hard to develop innovative solutions and identify new opportunities for growth and development. Pretty much an exciting update, and I really, really can't wait to see what's going to happen when it comes to space or the space sector in relation to the United Arab Emirates, because we'll be probably developing space applications, promoting education and scientific research in the vital field of space. And this will definitely open new horizons for human progress. Right, so we can say that this was a great accomplishment by the United Arab Emirates. And honestly, the future looks very, very bright to the UAE when it comes to space. And that's why it's called the Future Space Forum. That was a great accomplishment and a great update. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Kalam Astro. We've got some exciting updates, or let's say not very, very exciting news from NASA and SpaceX. So what's happening and what's going on? So apparently SpaceX, unfortunately, is delaying the launch of astronauts for NASA's Crew-8 mission to February 28th. Now, that's a very sad thing to hear, because they were planning to launch the mission for the astronauts way ahead of February 28th, but it was delayed. And this is because they wanted to make room for a very, very special private moon mission that's leaving Earth first. So I think that would be pretty much cool at the same time. So who's going? Now, this awesome Crew-8 astronauts will be flying on a SpaceX Crew Dragon. They include NASA astronauts who are called Matthew, Michael, Jeanette, and Ross Cosmos Alexander. They are all set to launch into space on this new date, February 28th, right? So, the delay. Let's talk about the delay again. Why has it delayed? Now, the delay from February 22 is to let the Intuitive Machines moon lander take off from the same launch pad in Florida. So the moon mission called IM-1 has a specific time that it needs to launch so it can land on the lunar south pole. So what's next? What's NASA or SpaceX are planning to do? NASA and SpaceX are actually going to check if Crew 8 is actually ready to go after the moon mission launches successfully. So they'll be launching IM-1 first, and then they'll see if Crew 8 is actually ready to go on. This mission will give a break to the Crew 7 astronauts, because there are other crew members or other astronauts who are waiting to go as well. So Crew 7 astronauts can have a break, and therefore Crew 8 will be taking the time to go. So, because as we all know it, Crew 7 astronauts have been up in space since August. So this is their break time, and Crew 8 is taking the handover basically to space. Now, a fun fact, did you know that Michael Barad, who is one of the Crew 8 astronauts, has actually flown to space twice before, in 2009 and 2011? Yes, that's true. Jeanette, however, the other astronaut, had also some changes in her space missions, but is now all set for Crew 8. So we can say we wish them the very best, and I would say it is an unfortunate delay, but at the same time, we know that SpaceX or NASA are actually working very hard for the crew to have a successful mission. So let's get the IM-1 to land on the moon first, and then have Crew 8 astronauts go afterwards and see how things play in the world of cosmos. Exciting times ahead in space exploration, definitely. Stay tuned for more adventures on Kalam Astro, and get ready to blast off to the world of wonders of space right here with us, because there's still more and more to discuss and explore right here on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Now, this segment has to be one of my favorite segments when talking about space and the mysteries of the universe. Right, because I will be giving you some of the weirdest facts about space in this segment. And definitely, as we all know, that space is mind-boggling. So there's still more and lots to explore. Now, let's talk about the universe now. As we know it, that the universe has begun 13.6 billion years ago during a hot explosion which has continued pushing matter outward as it constantly expands, of course. That is we, as tiny humans on a tiny planet around a single medium-sized star, can never truly convince the distances and sizes of space, as always, because we are very tiny. We know that space is full of possibilities and contradictions as well. Right, so did you know, firstly, that the Big Bang did not actually create just matter and energy? It also created time. Yes, it created time, and in a way, space as well. So if there was no Big Bang, we have ceased to exist, we've never ceased to exist, and that time has never ceased to exist. So this is just one of the many weird facts about space. So basically, if you focus on time, this is one of the amazing facts, or let's say scary facts, which is very weird. Time is really, really weird and impossible for us to try to understand, because time means almost nothing once we leave Earth. A day on Earth is 24 hours because it's the time it takes for the Earth to rotate, right? So turning toward and away from the Sun, this creates the effect of sunrise and sunset. A year is the time it takes from the Earth to do one full orbit around the Sun. This is very typical and this is what we know. But if you think about it and you fly all the way to planet Venus, one day on Venus is longer than one year. So it rotates that slowly, and a mind-boggling feat compared to our day. And yeah, Venus takes 243 Earth days to rotate once. So it would have one Venus day, but orbits around the Sun in only 225 Earth days. Same thing goes for Mercury, because it orbits the Sun in 88 days. The Sun appears to rise briefly, then set, and then rise again from some of parts of the planet's surface. And this happens in reverse at sunset for the other parts of the surface. So all of this gives you a time perception, or let's say time and our perception of reaction to it are tremendously affected by where we are in the universe. So time could be or is an integral part of understanding the universe. And we will never truly understand the impact and effect of time on the universe, because it's different. On Earth it's different, on Venus it's different, on Mercury it's different. So our lives are simply a dot on a massive timeline, already 13.6 billion years long, and the universe is still young. So this is one of the weirdest facts that I have read about when it comes to space. Now, another crazy fact. Why there is black space between the stars? Now, you probably take the fact that there is black space, of course, in between astronomical objects in the night sky for granted. Of course, you might take it for granted because it's just space, right? But you probably already know that when we view something in the night sky, we're actually looking back in time, because it took time for a light from that particular star or galaxy or universe to reach us here on Earth. So often, millions or billions of years, of course, we are never observing something in real time in astronomy. So for example, just to make it simple, if you are actually sitting where you are at home at the moment, you are probably in the past, let's say 4 to 10, 8 minutes away, or let's say kilometers away from where you're sitting. That would be the future. Isn't that just amazing? We're never observing something in real time, definitely. So even light from our sun, the sun itself, takes 8 minutes to reach us, and far longer for it to reach the outer planets, about 4 hours to reach Neptune, for example. So this is simply amazing. So are we in the past? Are we in the future? We don't know. But this black space is definitely a gap when it comes to time. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't leave us. Keep your radio waves right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
And there we are. The end of Kalam Astro. This is the last segment of Kalam Astro. Sadly, as I always say, I feel very, very sad when we come to this segment because it means it's farewell or it's time to wrap up. Right, so let's give a quick wrap up on what we've talked and what we've discussed tonight in Kalam Astro. Now, we gave updates about the moon and planet Jupiter, who were going on a Valentine's Day date last Wednesday because Jupiter was really close to the moon that time and they did an amazing, beautiful celestial dance last Wednesday on Valentine's Day. At least someone's got a date, right? Anyway, right, so we also talked about the amazing Future of Space Forum at the World Governments Summit 2024, which is organized by the UAE Space Agency, and we've talked about the great contributions it has in the space industry or the space sector in the UAE, and definitely we are all looking forward to what the UAE has got in store when it comes to space and their space missions. Right, we also talked about the unfortunate delay for Crew 8 astronauts who are from SpaceX to launch their mission. But of course, this delay was done for a good reason, which is to make way for the private moon mission that's going to the moon. So they want the private moon mission to land first and then have Crew 8 travel. And this, again, would give Crew 7 the time to relax because they've been on space or in space since August last year. Right, so we also had the weirdest facts about space ever known to scientists and explorers. We've talked about how time is weird and it never existed if it weren't for the Big Bang to have the universe or the world exist, basically, and how time can be very different from planet to planet or from Earth to planet Venus or Mercury or any other planets. So time is definitely not something that we can comprehend when it comes to definition, right? Or probably the place where you are in. So that was amazing. We've talked about how can we be in the past or are we in the past or are we in the future? And that is the question that we should be thinking about. Text us on 4215. Let me know. What do you guys think? Are we living in the past? Are we living in the future? Or is the future outside the blue planet Earth? Is it yes or is it a no? Text us on 4215. We would definitely love to hear your thoughts and ideas and your opinions about Kalam Astro in general as well. Right, so that was a wrap-up and now it's time for a farewell. Of course, I do encourage all of you to always stay tuned to Kalam Astro. We will be back next week on Saturday and also on Sunday, just like today or tonight, right? So Kalam Astro runs every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. Do mark your calendars and don't leave us. Keep it always here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. All day, every day. This is Pulse 95.